make of Cardatus's, Gabe?
Yes, Gabe. I received the reservation code.
Okay, give me one moment here.
Sure.
Alrighty. Yeah, I'm ready when you are. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 2311-2901-0018-4553.
Alrighty, is this Francis Green?
Yes.
The Green's Fresh Fruit Salad?
That's correct.
Okay, give me a moment here while I bring up your file. So there we go. Okay. And what's the best number to reach you if we get disconnected there?
Okay,
609-517. Okay.
2292. That's my cell number. I always have that with me.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, let me just verify some information we have on file real quick. We'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have a billing address down as P.O. Box 244, Pleasantville, New Jersey, 08232.
That's correct.
Alrighty, and company phone I have 609-641-5455. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, and time in business, I have 2004. Is that accurate? Or?
Oh, no, no. I've been here 16 years, but it's a 38-year-old company.
Okay. So company's 38 years old. You've been with it for 16?
Yeah, I bought it 16 years ago, and I own 100% of it.
Okay, that was going to be one of my next questions. So 100% owner, perfect. Okay. Let's see here. And just finally here, as far as the business classification goes, are you guys an LLC, incorporated?
No. Yeah, we're a corp. Yeah.
S corp. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, if you can tell me what your needs are there, Francis, I can point you in the right direction as far as our programs go.
What's your name again?
My name is Gabe.
Dave.
Gabe with
Dave
a G.
Or Gabe.
Gabe. Yeah. G-A-B-E.
Gabe. Okay, yeah, I deal with it with a Gabe. I'm a manufacturer of salads, and I deal with Gabriel Farms, their potato growers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, Gabe. Gabe, this is what I'm trying to do. Maybe you can steer me in the right way. Maybe you can help me, maybe not.
Okay.
What I'm trying to do is I have two existing leases on some machinery. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to clear that up, which is approximately about $39,000 on the two total.
Okay.
Right? And then I have about $20,000 in credit card debt, and I wanted to clean that up.
Okay.
The only other debt that I would have is my mortgage.
Okay, that's not going to be an issue here, the mortgage. Do you have the business mortgage, or is that, I'm assuming?
It covers everything, yeah. I have a balance on it at $138,000. But
okay.
That covers you know, the real estate and everything.
Okay. All right. Just to recap there, you want to get rid of the two leases, $39,000, and then $20,000 in credit card debt, so right around $60,000 you're looking at?
Right.
Okay.
But I was hoping to borrow about 75 because I need some money for working capital, and I also have to get another piece of equipment too, which is about $6,000.
Okay, so we're looking to net about $15,000 after those payoffs. Okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So let me ask you a couple questions here. We'll see what you qualify for. What did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
All right, let me just say this to you, Gabe. The last 3 years we've slacked off, mainly because I service a lot of casinos outside of Atlantic City.
Okay.
Inside Atlantic City, but I'm outside Atlantic City. I'm 4 miles outside of Atlantic City. And what happened was I used to do all the Harris property for casinos. And when the economy hit and the casinos in Pennsylvania opened up, course, their business really slacked off. So in the winter months, you know, our business really went off, but then it picks back up in the summer months. We're like we're in a seasonal area, but I'm open 12 months a year because I do supermarkets, eight supermarket stores.
Okay.
So, 12 months, so I have to be open 12 months.
But got you.
Predominantly, the bulk end of our business is like from around the middle of April to the end of October. That's the bulk end. But last year we did $260,000 and about maybe $18,000 cash.
I'm sorry, that was $260,000 for last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Got you.
Yeah, I don't have a large overhead. You know, I do a lot of the work myself.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah,
and just to give you some feedback, you know, we typically lend about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So, you know, just to be straightforward with you, I think the most we'd be able to get the business is would be like probably a maximum of about $40,000.
Right.
You know, based on your sales there. So, I mean, is that something that's going to help you moving forward?
Not really. No.
Yeah, because
I was hoping to do is get about 75, pay off the existing debt that I have other than the mortgage, you know what I mean? And then I just
absolutely
would have, you know, have a monthly note, you know, because, that's not going to do, because that's like almost half of what I'm.
Yeah, that just would be the most, you know, we typically, you know, we don't like to over-leverage businesses and,
right,
you know.
Now,
that'd
let
be,
me ask you this. In the event that I was to be able to, what kind of rate do you work with, Gabe?
So for our capital, it's unsecured, and it starts at a fixed cost. It's not like your traditional compounding interest rate. It's usually starts around 10 cents on the dollar. And then depending on, you know, your business's characteristics there, it can be as expensive as 30 cents on the dollar on the very high end.
Yeah, see, and I mean, as far as my business, you know, I have very good credit. With Dun & Bradstreet, I have a pretty high paydex score, you know what I mean? Because I pay my bills as soon as I get them.
Right, right. And that's what we're concerned with is business credit. So that might help you out and bump you up a little bit. So we do, you know, strictly commercial lending. But I mean, yeah, I mean, what we could do, I mean, if you want to get a proposal worked up is we could, you know, try and get you approved for a higher amount. And then we can always free up additional money, you know, shortly down the road if you make your payments on time.
Yeah. Now these payments, they're automatically deducted, right?
Right, that's correct.
Yeah, and that is on a weekly basis or a monthly basis?
We have daily, weekly, and monthly payments, so it kind of just depends on what the underwriters fit you into. You know, I don't really have a say, or you know, I can't really force you.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. I'm even thinking about doing is, in other words, to be honest with you, Gabe, my interest rate on my two leases on the equipment that I have, you know, the interest rate is high on those.
Right.
And like I say, even if I could possibly get, you know, 40 grand would clear that up, but then I'm still stuck with the credit card, which I wanted to limit to.
Right. I mean, what we could do is, like I said, if you want, you know, we could, you know, shoot for that $40,000 approval and then, you know, free up some additional capital shortly after if the payments are made on time, and we could, you know, work up a proposal for you. But, you know, to get the relationship started, I can't see us, you know, going past the $40,000 mark, you know, to get your foot in the door. That'd be like the high end of what we'd be able to get you there. So, I mean, if you want, we can definitely see, you know, what we can do, and then, you know, if it's going to help you, then great. And, you know, it's a simple application process. We just look at a few months' bank statements, one page application there, and then a first page on your 1120S tax return. So,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, and do you want me to shoot off an email kind of requesting the information if you decide to move forward here, and we can work up a proposal for you in usually about a day or two and see what we can do for you?
Yeah, okay. All right. Why don't we do that?
Yeah,
can you fax that off, because we're in process of getting a new email address?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, absolutely. What's a good fax number for you?
Yeah, okay, 609-641-5795.
Okay, so I have 609-641-5795?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll get that email, or excuse me, that fax put together for you and send it off your way, and you'll have my contact information there if you have any questions, and it'll have our fax number on there as well, you know, to return the documentation. So,
okay, all right. Great.
Yeah, all Francis. Right. Yeah, nice speaking with you. I'll get that sent off to you here shortly. All righty.
All right,
we'll be in touch.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Yeah, no problem. You got it. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Bye.